Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good evening. Yeah, still falling off over here. Getting hooked up. Wow, I thought I had to catch a boat here tonight. What about y'all? Was that a lot of rain or what? We needed it. Thank God. Well, it's a blessing to be back in your presence tonight. Thank God for the visitors we have. Brother Fred. Sister Sally popped in on us again. I didn't know who that was over there. Always glad to see good friends with you. Well, tonight we're going to pick up our series that we're talking about, God's Word Under Attack. So first, we're just going to go ahead and pick up with a scripture, and then we'll review our homework that we had assigned. The scripture we're going to look at tonight is Jeremiah 23:36. So if you would, in honor of reading of God's Word, stand with me. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Are we there? I still hear pages. Boy, that's good, isn't it? All right, it says, "And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God." Let's pray. Father, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come tonight and hear from you. Our prayer is that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. And my prayer always is that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you know that you are under attack, you have to make some preparations. If you're under attack, what do you need to do? Put on the armor of God. That's right. And put on each piece with prayer. Now, we gave some homework. It was really fun homework. A lot of people came up to me, was trying to get the answer out of me. But the question was, how many times in the Bible did Jesus raise someone from the dead? Who would like to raise their hand and help us? All right, not a Sunday school teacher, no. All right, Alice.
Three times,
okay. Yep. We got it.
Lazarus, daughter of Jairus.
That's right.
And son of the widow at Nain,
N-A-I-N, Nain. Did you Google that?
Yeah. Did I Google it?
No, she
didn't. I did.
All right.
Did
everybody get the same answers?
Yeah. No.
All right.
Oh.
All right, not the same. Anybody else got anything different? Anybody else got anything different? Over there?
Jesus raised himself.
Thank you!
That's it.
Thank you!
I thought you said besides Jesus.
No, I did not say that.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I said, how many times did Jesus raise someone from the dead? Everybody forgot himself. Now, here's the scripture references they gave. The widow's son, that was Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17. These are great readings. You need to go read these. Jairus' 12-year-old daughter, Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 56. And then Lazarus, everyone knows, Luke chapter 11. And here's my favorite. Jesus himself, Mark chapter 16.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.